President Bush and Senator John Kerry are both taking a break from the campaign trail this weekend. The president is in Washington. Kerry is in Nantucket, where he's working on the speech he'll give when he accepts the Democrats' presidential nomination next week. We thought this would be a good time to chat about the political state of play with two veteran political operatives, Peter Fenn on the Democratic side. Welcome back, Peter.
Glad to be with you.
And Whit Ayers, a Republican pollster. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here.
When President Bush refused to speak before the NAACP last week, it's seen as likely that there will be some backlash in the African-American community, from which he won 9% of the vote in 2000. How does he go about and court black voters from here on out?
I think his refusal to speak at the NAACP convention is perfectly reasonable and completely logical. This is a once-proud organization that has descended into one of the most personally vicious, blatantly partisan organizations in the country. Julian Bond, the chairman of the NAACP, said at their convention in 2001 that President Bush selected nominees from the Taliban wing of American politics, appeased the wretched appetites of the extreme right wing, and has chosen cabinet officials whose devotion to the Confederacy is nearly canine in its uncritical affection. Excuse me, Colin Powell, Rod Paige, Condoleezza Rice are canine in their affection for the Confederacy. I think the president made a very good judgment not to go in front of an organization that uses such rhetoric. He's going in front of the Urban League next week. I think he's reaching out to black voters in his own way.
Peter?
I think this was a devastating mistake for President Bush. For 4 years now, he hasn't gone to the NAACP, despite what one or two people in the three or four, I don't care how many people, this is a big organization. This is the major African-American organization in the United States. It would have shown courage. It would have shown an openness. If he was going to be the uniter, not the divider, this would have been the perfect place for him to go. I think he's written off the black vote, to be perfectly honest.
Would John Kerry suffer any political consequences because he declined to appear in front of a convention of a far right-wing group that had been personally vicious against him? I don't think so.
But the NAACP is not a far left-wing group.
Could have fooled me, Peter.
Let's talk about some poll numbers that were released this past week. The Washington Post found that the country feels President Bush is more capable than Kerry of handling the threat of terrorist attacks. Peter, how does Kerry respond to that?
Well, I think, first of all, you have a real problem for the president on Iraq and on the whole issue of foreign policy. Traditionally, incumbent presidents do extraordinarily well in the area of foreign policy. Right now, 58% of Americans disapprove of President Bush's handling of Iraq. For the first time, a New York Times poll this weekend said that 51% of Americans said we should not have gone in there in the first place. And I think if the president does not win on terrorism and foreign policy, he's going to lose this election handily because he's not winning on the domestic issues.
Whit, what's your take on these poll numbers?
You have the Washington Post poll this week saying that Americans still trust President Bush more than John Kerry to conduct the war on terror. There's an underlying preference for Republicans in military matters and in national security matters. And I think what you're seeing is that underlying preference for Republicans and greater trust in Republicans coming out. That same Washington Post poll showed that 53% of the country still thinks that the Iraq conflict has contributed to the long-term security of America. And that, I think, is the critical question.
Yeah, could I jump in for one quick second? I mean, the New York Times poll, though, did say for the first time that Democrats were better able to handle the war in Iraq than Republicans by 45% to 41%. That is a real switch for Democrats. That's a real change in the basic dynamic over the past 4 years. And I think that's a very strong indication that maybe Democrats are making some serious headway.
Yet what we heard from both campaigns this past week was not so much talk about Iraq or terror, but talk about values. What's the logic behind that argument, Whit?
Our firm did some polling in May that showed that while the red states or the Bush states tend to think one way and the blue states or Gore states in 2000 tend to think another way, the swing states look a lot more like the red states than the blue states on the key values, like death penalty, like gay marriage, like partial birth abortion. And so the values issues particularly those with a link to religiosity and how much people go to church, favor Bush over Kerry. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing them discussed so much.
Peter, do you agree with that? I
think this administration and this campaign would like to focus on some of the social issues. Of course, the other side of values is working hard, earning a good living, having your health care paid for, having health care at all. The kind of values that really John Edwards exhibited, coming from a very poor family growing up, those kinds of values are the values that I think that Americans also care a great deal about.
And that's the kind of response that shows that the Democrats can't win on values. The only way they can win on it is to redefine what values means. I don't think that's going to be successful.
But I think that there is a very clear feeling amongst people that pro-choice, anti-choice, pro-death penalty, anti-death penalty aren't the only issues that affect their lives.
Let me shift to one last poll question. The New York Times CBS poll showed that Kerry did not get much of a boost at all from picking John Edwards as his running mate, as often happens, despite favorable coverage. I think we would all agree that choice received. Wood Ayers, what do you think is driving that?
I think there's an underlying division in the country that's very resistant to significant movement. The Washington Post poll showed that after the Edwards selection, John Kerry actually lost ground. He had a 4-point lead in June. It dropped back to a tie after the Edwards selection. So it's pretty amazing that with the laudatory press coverage that the Kerry campaign got no boost whatsoever out of the selection.
Peter Fenn, what happened?
Well, again, you have polls and you have polls. The New York Times poll this weekend shows John Kerry and John Edwards with a 5-point lead, the largest one they've had in that poll. You have ratings of John Edwards, 35% positive, 13% negative, as opposed to Dick Cheney, whose negatives have just risen substantially this last month from 28 positive to 37 negative. His negatives exceed his positives. But basically, voters, as we know, vote for the president. Vice presidential selections are important in what it says about what a president's choices are.
The proposed gay marriage amendment hit a roadblock in the Senate this past week. How does this affect the message of the Bush-Cheney campaign, Whit?
I don't think it affects the message very much at all. You still have overwhelming majorities of the country opposed to gay marriage. The gay marriage amendment was the toughest way to phrase that particular debate, because you had conservatives like former Congressman Bob Barr, who wrote the Defense of Marriage Act, opposed to a constitutional amendment because he felt it was premature and it doesn't belong in the Constitution, at least at this point.
And it's not going to be seen as a setback for the president, who, after all, did campaign somewhat for it.
Well, he campaigned somewhat for it, but you also have John Kerry, who voted against the Defense of Marriage Act when it came up in the Congress. So I think it's going to be pretty clear to most voters that President Bush is closer to where they are on the gay marriage issue than John Kerry.
Peter Fenn, do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that. I think this was a clear political ploy by the Republicans and by Bush, and I think it failed. Here is a man who campaigned as a compassionate conservative 4 years ago. We're beginning to think that he's compassionate for the conservatives here. I think it's going to cost him amongst independent voters, and I think it's going to further solidify the Democrats.
Peter Fenn is a Democratic campaign consultant, and Whit Ayers is a Republican pollster. Thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.